Hey, this is MuckDog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com, and it is Wednesday, September 29th, 2010, and this is Audio Boo number 15. Well, the stock market was down a little bit, led by the financial sector. Gold remains above $1,300 an ounce. But the big picture is September. Remember how bad September was supposed to be? Well, get this. This is an article from CNBC. Stocks set to close out best quarter in a year and best September in 70 years. But traders are wondering what October will bring after September's record-setting performance and outsized move in commodities, bonds, and the dollar. That's a question I have. I've thought that this rally, certainly very V-shaped, very straight line, up until this week, but the end of quarter effect seems to be holding up the market as investment companies want to own the winners. And I think every time we get any kind of pullback, it's immediately bought up. Here's an article from USA Today. First day of the month, usually a winner for stocks. Now, I've talked about this before. It's kind of actually Norm Fosbach did a study that the first few trading days, the last trading day of the month, the last couple trading days of the month, and the first few of the next month tend to be kind of positive because of 401k additions. Here's the USA Today article. There's no such thing as a sure thing on Wall Street, but making money in stocks on the first trading day of the new month is a good bet. It's no secret stock prices move in patterns. They tend to go down in the 10th year of decades. They go up in most of the three-month periods from November to January. They often celebrate a Santa Claus rally around Christmas. And they've only lost value once since 1934 in the five trading days before and the 3 days after the midterm election. Good to note. But one of the most bullish patterns happens to be the first trading day of a new month, which is good to know with October beginning Friday. Stock Traders Almanac notes that in the 12-year period ending May 2009, the Dow Jones Industrials gained more points on the first trading days of all months than in all other days combined. So that's a pretty strong trend. I like it. I think it's the 401k averages, 401k dollar cost averaging that does it. Big selling in Nintendo. It is down 10% after the highly anticipated 3DS handheld video game machine will miss the holiday shopping season. The other thing Nintendo is facing is really, let's face it, iPad, iPhone, gaming on your phone. Nintendo, remember when Nintendo was hot? I mean, they had the Wii, they had the DS. But, really technology came up with something new. And combining all your toys into one thing, your cell phone, your gaming machine, your music player. California is going to enter its fourth month without a budget. All right, way to go. It's almost like, they just can't agree on anything, the Republicans and the Democrats. So it's like almost $20 billion in debt and with no solution in sight. So there you go. IOUs to come, maybe. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., the Senate okays a stopgap spending measure, and they're ready to go home for the elections. That's a great work schedule, right? You show up a little bit, you argue a lot, you go on TV, you complain about the other party, and then you do whatever the heck you want to do, go home. McDonald's is dropping their healthcare plan. This is an article from the Wall Street Journal. McDonald's has warned federal regulators that it could drop its healthcare insurance plan for nearly 30,000 hourly restaurant workers unless regulators waive a new requirement for U.S. healthcare overhaul. It's kind of interesting. I didn't know McDonald's provided healthcare. But they provide mini med plans for workers at 10,500 locations, most of them franchised. A single worker can pay $14 a week for a plan that caps annual benefits at $2,000 or $32 a week to get coverage up to $10,000 a year. There you go, that's McDonald's. Hey, that's it for now. It is the 29th, one day left in September. Enjoy the rest of the month. See ya. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. And that is Rocco starting it off with Right Here, Right Now and wrapping it up with Elvis on Tour. See ya. It's about Mr. Elvis on Tour.
San Francisco, throughout the country, right? Playing casinos, dark bars, and motels. It was 1975. The sun and the beach where the music.